This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast. For NAB, supporting footballers from Auskick to the big time.
So David Noble, Brisbane Lions GM of football, now making his way to the Trade Radio desk. And we thank him and the Brisbane Lions for making him so readily available. So good to deal with throughout the course of the season, the Brisbane Lions. And David, we welcome you now.
Thanks, guys.
Your initial feeling about everything now that it's all played out?
Well, we're probably still, for us, we're still going. You know, the trade period hasn't finished for us. We've still got a few other bits on the go. So I think the net result for us at the end of the day, should everything, you know, come to plan, will be pretty positive for our football club. You know, banking a bit into the future, that was the idea of the Gold Coast deal, was to be able to get into that, an additional second and third. We've got two extra thirds next year. Those picks in that round two and round three allow you to actually get deals done. So in the future, you know, we're pretty keen to make sure that there's a couple of extra bits in there for us.
Just hold there for a moment, Cal. I know you're going to ask about Dane Beams. We can update everyone that Adrian Dodoro, Paul Connors and Robbie D'Orazio have made their way into Etihad Stadium. David Noble, our special guest on Trade Radio.
It's
good, like
the Academy's
here, isn't it?
It's great.
It is.
It's fantastic. Did you ever have any doubts that you'd get Lachie Neale done?
Oh, I think you're always hopeful, Cal, that you're able to get it done. We probably felt that we had enough armoury to get it done. You know, where that sort of landed, we weren't quite sure. You know, Steve and Peter had a position that they sort of came from. We came from our position and, you know, hopefully you find some common ground in the middle. But, yeah, look, we'd always had that indication that Lachie was keen to come. And, yeah, it was a matter of then just finding that common ground.
What's it mean for you guys to be able to lure these players now? Because it comes on the back of last year where you picked up a couple of really quality players. Yep. Obviously, Luke Hodge, Charlie Cameron comes now, a star of the midfield. Competition-wise, in Lachie Neale comes to the club. And what's that mean for what you guys have done over the last 3 years?
Yeah, I think it's acknowledgement of the growth and improvement that we've made. I think not only in the way that we play, but in the cultural piece. I think that's been really important for us. To have a South Australian who doesn't have family connection to select us to come to our football club is a real credit, you know, to a lot of people, I think, that have done a lot of hard work in the last sort of, not only the last 2 or 3 years, but I think for a number of years now. So, yeah, I think it's great acknowledgement for us. Hodge gave us that credibility initially when Fague sort of came in. Charlie Cameron fitted the first bit for us last year with that age profile. Don't forget Lincoln McCarthy fits that. You know, if we can get Link right, we know he can be a very good player. Lachie fits that profile. So we think we're moving forward really well.
David Noble, GM of football at the Brisbane Lions, our special guest on Trade Radio, having secured Lachie Neale. In other news to hand, Rory Lobb has become a Docker. The Giants moving up in the draft order to pick 11 and have received pick 19 from the Fremantle Dockers.
It's all happening. Will Marcus Adams be a Brisbane Lions player by the end of tonight?
Hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you're only as confident as you can be, you know, at a point in time. I don't think that it's by any stretch across the line, but we'll certainly continue to work with the Doggies to, you know, to broker a deal there. He adds, again, age profile, competitive beast both forward and back, so we think he helps us.
Are you only willing to offer a round three pick?
I won't comment on and do our negotiations.
Have they been hard to deal with, the Bulldogs? Because they were pretty firm at the outset that they wanted him to remain at the club.
I don't think any of us are really necessarily hard to deal with. I mean, I think everybody has to take a stance on where they see the value of their players, you know, who's in and out. And I think when players are in contract, the club holds a stronger hand. There's no doubt from that side of things.
Speaking of contracted players, Dane Beams is one of them. Can you give us an update on where that one sits?
Yeah, I can. It's up to Collingwood. You know, we've spoken with Paul. I know the coach has made contact with Dane. So, you know, it's up to Collingwood to lead the charge on this one.
I think it's okay if he ended up staying at the Lions.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was only a couple of weeks ago that, you know, he was clearly, you know, moving forward. You know, discussions that we'd sort of had around with the players coming in, with Lachie. I mean, we'd spoken to Mitch Wallace in detail, so he understood sort of where we were. So, but as I just said in the presser, I totally understand where he is and the trauma that they've been through, you know, this year as a collective club. So I understand the sentiment of how you guys could all of a sudden, how does someone change their mind like that? So it's understandable, having worked with him and Kelly and the family internally, we get it.
What would be the right deal? I mean, the Collingwood has pick 18. Obviously, you guys want more than that.
that's up for you guys to speculate. I'm not, as I said to you, I'm not same as Marcus Adams, guys. I just can't speculate on air. It gives away our hand way too easily.
I'll ask you one more on that front.
Keep going.
Have you asked the question about Josh Thomas?
No. That's not. We haven't asked the question of Josh Thomas. No, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. Right. I see.
Lastly, Dave, we appreciate you being so open, at least until that point in time, right across the AFL season. Draft hand now for this year. How supporters look at it and say we don't have a hand at the draft. We spoke about it earlier in the week, saying it's not going to bother you so much, given you've addressed the age profile issue, and well, if there was an issue, and now strengthened your hand in 2019. Was that always a plan coming into this trade period?
Yeah, we still wanted to have picks in this year's draft because we know the depth is there. So the capacity for us to still have a bunch in the second and third is pretty good still for us because the depth's pretty good, as you would know, Cal. But to bring an elite player in, our fans should be celebrating that, you know, we've got a player who's probably, I think he's had the most possessions of anyone in the last 5 years in the competition. A player that's not an A grader or very good, he's elite in what he does. So that's significant for us.
And as we let you go, last one on Beams. How does it play out from here? You've got your stance in at Collingwood. Are you waiting for them to now act or?
Probably.
Yep.
Probably. I mean, it's not. We're not looking to trade him. Like, it's not been us that's asked to Collingwood if they got interest in trading Dane. So it's not us that's putting him out there.
Just one more on that before we do let you go. Is it make it more difficult when he only nominates one club as the club that he'd like to go to in Victoria?
Look, you'd have to talk to Dane. There's obviously reasons that he would see Collingwood as a place to go back to from where he's come from. We understand that's his perspective.
The fluid nature of player movement now, David, does it bother you from a planning perspective and a list management sense that so many contracted players are now seeking to move on from their clubs, or does it also help you in something that you brace yourself for?
I think that's where we're moving to. We've created a bit of this ourselves. So if you look at 3 years ago, we were dealing with free agents and out-of-contract players at this particular point in time. I think the last, not this year, 2 years ago, it's probably changed with moving contracted players. So the target market that clubs now go to is if you re-sign your better players earlier, you re-sign your free agents earlier for longer, and you only leave the not-so-good players coming out of contract, as clubs, we have to go after someone. We're going to try to go after those good players who are in contract. So we've sort of forced this bit of a shift ourselves. I think this is just something we're going to have to get used to. This player movement now, having been in contract, is something that's going to be common, I think, going forward.
David, we appreciate your openness and thanks for your time across the season. Well done on securing Lachie Neale.
Thanks, guys.
David Noble, Brisbane Lions, GM of football.